and it had bars in the pan. They called it the syrup pan. It was a big pan, long pan, and there was a furnace made to set that on, and they poked the wood up under the syrup pan and to cook the syrup, and it would start cooking in one end of the pan, and it had partitions through it down along through the pan, and the juice would go into the first partition and it would cook, and then as it'd go on, and they'd let it through the next partition and go on down, and when it get down to the last one, it'd be cooked into syrup, and they'd had a big strainer for it to run through, and when the syrup would come out, they'd strain it and measure it up and put it in jugs or barrels, and we'd always make syrup enough to do us all the winter.
This was a beautiful.
And my father made syrup for the neighborhood, you know. People would haul in the cane there, and they made syrup all summer when they all the fall, you know, when they was making syrup. And he would make it for part of the syrup, you know. He'd take toll, they call it the toll. He'd make so many gallons and charge a certain amount for the toll for making the syrup.
Was this at your farm in Buford?
Beg pardon?
Was this back in Buford?
It was up above Buford. I'm talking about at my father's farm. Up above Buford, and it's in Hall County.
When was the last time he did that?
Huh?
When was the last time he made syrup like that, do you think?
I can't remember when it was the last time. When I was a child. It's been a long time. But now since I've been living here, one of my neighbors had a syrup mill right down yonder in that pasture. When my children was growing up, they had syrup mills then. Mr. Teague had a syrup mill down yonder on the branch, and ground cane and made syrup. Good old homemade sorghum syrup was mighty good with butter and hot biscuits.
Well, where did you get your lard?
Why, that was when we'd kill hogs. We'd stew up the fat part of the hog and make the lard.
You never had to buy too much?
No, not when we had hogs. We didn't buy lard. We put it up in cans. We'd have a 5-gallon can of lard, or a 10-gallon can, and have lard enough to do us all the winter.
If you were, Mom said if you were pouring some water or some other liquid into a bottle, and you use one of these wide mouth strainers, what do you call those?
That's a funnel.
And what did you, what kind of tool did you have to make your horses go faster when you were riding in a wagon?
They had whips. And now for the wagon whip, they'd have a long rod made out of hickory wood, cut them a long hickory stick, you know, and fasten a piece of leather on the end of it to whip the horse with to make him go. But now, in the buggies, they had buggy whips. They was made of leather, and they had buggy whips to make the horses go with the buggies. On wagons, they had hickory stick with a piece of leather tied on, fastened on the end of it.